What else is new? Well, yesterday morning I slept in. I was up quite a bit of the night, and actually I got up at the same time as the wife did. She actually woke me up at 7 o'clock, so you would have been probably half a day into your job by then. And, last week I was up, but maybe not early enough on the radio there. So one morning I heard you and Tom, but then you were pretty much into Melford there, so I didn't bother calling you. But I came in late there. I was making coffee, and by the time I got back, you guys were signing off there. So, I'm around. I'm still kicking. So, just to let you know that everything is good, and been busy with getting a bunch of stuff ready all the time, and worked on and all that. Got to send a radio away for warranty to Yaesu. I'm going to be doing that today. Doesn't want to transmit audio. It tees up, transmits power, but it doesn't want to transmit audio. So something with the audio circuitry in the radio is not working right there. So it's still under warranty, so best they look at it instead of me taking the cover off and that sort of thing. So, and Tom's been busy on his radio there, telling everybody about his new residency and all that there. So I had to shut the radio off. It was getting too much yesterday a little bit. So every 15 minutes he was on there. So, and I did try to contact a few people, but my God, by the time I got there, it was he was already talking to them. So I'm just a little bit too slow to the draw there. Graham, back to you.
What sort of radio is it, Randy? Yaesu, Icon, or Kenwood?
It's a Yaesu radio, and it's only a year old, but they used to have two-year warranties on their radios, and well, in most cases, people lower their warranties. Yaesu increased it. There's 3 years now on all radios with made mobiles and base stations for amateur radios, so they've upped it to 3 years now as warranty. So I thought that was really, really good. And it's not prorated or anything like that. Of course, you got to pay shipping, but everything else is covered over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, that is good. I didn't realize that. But, yeah, I'm not impressed with that mobile rig that I got from Icom. I can't remember the number of it now. But, the audio out of it isn't very good. You know, it's, I don't know, very sort of tinny. But I haven't even looked to see whether you can change the settings on the audio or not. Trouble is, with a lot of these new radios, you can practically do everything with them. And that's so. Thank you. That is a bright morning this morning. That moon is like a sun out there this morning. Really shining down. Had a busy work yesterday. Busy day at work. Done about 12 hours. Or just over 12 hours. But, busy old day yesterday. Trucking around. But apart from that, everything else is good. And Debbie's a lot better, but she still can't really exert herself too much. She has to take a little bit of time in when she's doing something outside or anything. So maybe it's maybe it's a good job that I am quitting. I'll have to be taking over some of the chores that she does, I think, now, Randy.
Yeah, copy that there. So, yeah, unfortunately, these things happen, and one thing is, you're lucky to have a partner, where the other person can pick up the slack. Otherwise, you'd be kind of forced to depend on others, I suppose, care homes and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's, I know quite a few people, actually, probably three or four that, well, to me, that's quite a few in our ham little community that are not doing very well. They're struggling. So yeah, I see it all around me already, as the picker, and I'm a young guy, but as I get older, I can see it more and more in my friends and that sort of thing. So it's, I guess that's the way you run your golden years there, over.
Yeah, the 5GGW mobile. Well, it's one thing none of us get away from anyway, Randy, and that's death. It'll turn up one day. But, yeah, it's, my stepfather said one time, there's a lot to be said about dropping dead, and there is too. My sister's husband, brother-in-law, he got a brain tumour, and I think it took about 4 or 5 years before he passed away. And my daughter only took 2 years to kill her cervical cancer. So, he was diagnosed before she came ill, and she passed away. She was diagnosed after he became ill, and she passed away after that, 2010. But anyway, and shouldn't dwell on the past, I suppose. But I'm just coming up on Melford, so probably the next one will be my last one there, Randy. The 5RJM, the 5GGW mobile.
Yeah, it's always tough to lose, someone that's way before their time, and, when it's not supposed to work that way, normally, a parent losing a son or a daughter there, that's for sure. So, like you said, we can't escape it, and who knows when our numbers are picked. But hopefully the only thing a person could wish for is not a painful way to go. And I'm sure your daughter had the pain to go with that type of disease there. So, and I know my father, he went through quite a bit of pain there with that too. So, and he went before his time too. He was very young, so 69 only. So, anyways, we all know somebody already that's, and we've lost a lot of friends. I have, anyways, already. People that I used to talk with and have coffee with on a regular basis and work with. And, yeah, it's difficult at times. Anyways, you have yourself a great day at work. Be safe, drive safe, work safe. And maybe catch you on the way home tonight, Graham. VE5GGW Mobile, VE5RJM, 73.
Yeah, conditions must be fairly good today, actually. The repeater's coming in quite nicely. But I just dropped over the hill, dropping down into Milford. So, 373, and we'll talk to you again. Take it easy, Randy. Have a good day, and we'll catch you a bit later. 73, the 5GGW mobile clear. 73.
V5RJM is monitoring.
VE7FLZ